vibes. Are you ready to get naked?
I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is Naked Vibes TV. This is a walk that we take together to bring out your highest form of creative expression.
It is the time for artists.
Music just, it flows. There's a flow. And I think that's what, when you get on stage, you don't want stoppage. You want flow. Yeah. And the key to creating flow is to get out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why meditation is important. To learn how not to think too much.
Right.
If you show up on stage and you're not prepared physically to do the gig, that's one thing. But if you are prepared physically, then get out of your head and let art flow.
Art is what you think is art. Yeah. It's how you feel.
Yeah. There again, it's feeling.
Well, there are different kinds of performers. There are performers that pull the audience in.
Yes.
And there are performers that go out over the, or to the audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've always been a performer that tries to pull the, it's just the way it, I relate to an audience and the way I relate to the guitar and all that stuff.
I want to bring you interviews so that you can see the possibilities, how people use their creative expression in their daily life and in their work, so that you can open up and be receptive to everything that the universe has to offer you. There's inspiration everywhere, right?
There is. There is.
That was staged, but it was inspired because the light looked so good. I needed something for the light to caress.
Here, it was just about, I love the way you put that, needed something for the light to caress.
Yeah.
It was the right light, so let's put this there. You took time to notice it, it becomes a work of art. It doesn't matter how you bring your creative expression forward. What matters is that you do it.
An artist never has to be out of work. They're always out of work, but they're never out of work. See, we can invent things to do. You can always get work if you're a creative person.
You've had some experiences
in
the last couple of years that have been life-changing.
Yeah.
And it takes art to a different level. And yes, you have the capability to play all the notes in every way imaginable. That a little bit about your brother and the closeness that you two had and the inspiration that he was in your life and how that changed music and life for you.
When he passed in 2010, I decided to make a documentary about Ashley and his life, and it was called Chasing Miracles. The movie, it talks about this thing that I was doing, which was learning about Ashley's cancer and talking to people and all these things. I did so much research on his condition that, you know, I could, I can speak with anybody.
Yes, you're an expert.
You know,
that's experience.
And so, experience counts a lot in this situation. The CEO of a big biotech company saw the film, and she contacted me, and she said, the way that you explained, you know, the science or whatever to, in layman terms, we'd like you to help us explain this to our potential patients.
I truly believe you and I both do. People learn best when they're having fun because they can bypass that intellectual mind that does have its limits. We only know what we know.
Literally, to get executives and people in a room to play will start sparking and generating ideas.
I write songs every day. I'm just, no, I don't finish anything, but I'm always writing. Stuff comes to me. Music is flowing through me, and it's not something I can shut off.
Traveling light, traveling light, traveling light, needing only a breath of air.
It's always really helped me to listen to and tap into the work of other artists, other people who are using their creative expression to create more joy in their own lives, but also to empower others. There have been studies and surveys done showing that the majority of people value art and believe that it's important, but they do not value artists and what artists bring to the table and in what they need to be paid for their work and what they're contributing. How has that created a business for you that stays viable? You always have a regular flow of customers.
Yeah.
Without trying.
Yeah. No, I don't do any advertising. I try. I make sure everybody's happy, everybody's satisfied, and they have a good experience when they're here. And then they go out and they bring me people. Like, it's people. It doesn't matter what your languages are.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are the same all over. Of course, I say that never being out of Texas, but...
Well, but you know they are. You know, people are people, and when you speak people, you're kind of able to operate and do business and relate anywhere.
What happened when the energy in the room, when you played guitar versus when you shared your experience about what you know about brain health?
Yeah, so I was speaking to these surgeons, and I started off and I played the two guitars. It's always a good thing to get people's attention, and it worked. I've been in front of a lot of audiences. I can feel the ebb and flow of an audience, and I know how to make that work, and when to pause, and when to talk, and when to play, and when to take a breath, and all those kind of things. I brought up their vaccine and their technology, and I only said two sentences about the science. I mean, it was 3% of all the words I said, less than that. And just a very short little thing. And I could feel the energy in the room changing.
Because you've stepped into my territory. Yeah. And I don't know if you can come into our territory.
Yes, exactly.
This is where we live.
Exactly.
Why do you think there's such disparity between what people, the way that people compartmentalize these things instead of being able to see that these are all aspects of just who we are?
I mean, it's the way society's set up. I mean, mm-hmm. Start with separation of church and state, number one. I mean, who likes to sit down at a dinner table with guests they've never been with and talk about politics and religion? I know I don't.
No fun.
And it's the thing is, you know, again, this is where people's passion and conviction lies, and that's another case in point of why this is their connection to that other realm.
There's just not enough time to sit in a job you hate. There's not enough time to be in relationships that don't turn you on and where you're not able to offer the best of who you are, to really be yourself and to feel free.
The one commodity we have left as human beings is the fact that we can think of a new idea.
Mm-hmm. We're all scared at some point. We all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We've all been shut down. And it's time for us to help one another say, no, there's nothing to be afraid of. Come on, step forward. Let's play.